When you reach Castlecoote, make sure you visit the world's smallest museum. It's an old Irish post and telegraph's telephone box, and inside they've made a small museum of it. This museum is located next door to Castlecoote Stores.
Dan, I just changed slightly. Yeah. The mill down in Castlecoote, I actually don't know much about it. What's the history of that?
History of the mill. It was...
The river is fast going there, obviously, to be able to run it.
Yeah, and the mill... a couple of interesting things. People always talk about... in modern days, they talk about quotas and things like that. And, we're talking about, food being overproduced and things like that. Again, you're going back to who was ruling the country and what was happening. In England, there was too much flour being produced,
right?
So they decided there couldn't be a mill wheel within 5 miles of each other. So the one in Atleague was left there, and Atleague they had to take the mill wheel down in Castlecoote. So, but Castlecoote was a different type of mill. It was a lagoon system where they let in. Down past Castlecoote House,
it'd be like Moore Park.
They fill
the water, yeah. And it was enough for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember when I was teaching, I went out there with some man. You know where when you're going into Moore Park over the bridge, there was a slaughterhouse in there and a mill, and they had enough water just to run for 2 hours. That's enough to grind the flour.
Is that what they call a mill race or not?
Well, yeah, mill
it
race.
Is a mill race. The mill race came down past, right. Castlecoote, okay. House. Straight down along, right. And fed into it. So it was taken down from a height,
yeah.
Where the river was higher, and ran down and into the thing, and then the water left with a big power gush out of it.
More or less, your store Turlock Hill,
yeah.
In your store water project, the electricity is
right.
Used, yeah.
Right.
But, and they said of Castlecoote, which is interesting, also in that survey, well, survey Roscommon, they said that this is really interesting. They said at Castlecoote that the best wheat in the realm was milled at Castlecoote. And when you think of what the realm was, half the sun didn't set on half.
Where was it grown, though?
Pardon?
Where was it grown?
Locally, obviously.
They would never regard as famine as
no.
That's amazing.
In small farms and so on. There was a place down in Miller Street, down the field down there. So it's just, you can see it from Castlecoote Bridge. It's a small little building. For all the world, we always thought it was a toilet when we were kids.
Just
you just sneak off it or something like that. And we didn't know anything about it. Well, actually, we found out a lot about it since.
Yes.
But it was a girl that's married to one of the Potterdons, which were first cousins of ours. Daddy's sister married Potterdon and Trim. And she's from Fermanagh. Olive was her name, and she's from Fermanagh. And she was down the fields one time here, and she says, "Oh, you have a lookout point." And we said, "What do you mean?" She says, "That's a flax lookout point to stop them stealing the flax." And there was one just where your man is going to build the bridge in Castlecoote. There was one there and one on the top of the hill here. There was 3 points around about, and you can see them marked on the map. The square on the map is there. You know what I mean? And they were points. So the bleach is just there, across from the river, there, across from Castlecoote House. The bleach is there. So that was a lookout point there. So you see, coming up the bridge in Castlecoote. Okay.
From this side here.
And if you look to the right and look to the left, you can see two roadways running through trees.
That's the school.
After the school, the little roadway running there. It runs straight down to the bog. And that's what was used for the... They did the retting of the flax, the rotting of it, in the bog holes.
And why was it rotted?
It was part of the process before they stretched it or whatever.
Yeah, it came as seeming as a poem about it and the smell of it.
Smell of it. You see, did you ever see where cattle were eaten into a trough?
Yeah.
Or eaten beside a drinking trough?
Yeah.
And they'd be pulling the hay into the trough, and then you're coming on somebody to clean it out, and the smell of it, just rots away, you know what I mean? You know, it's the same smell. And they I remember hearing somebody on the radio, one of those documentaries on RT, about someone was talking about Cork in the early 1900s and the countryside, the smell of the
I remember it up north.
Yeah.
The smell of Cork. Linen.
Yeah. In the north.
Yeah. And you remember the smell, you see? The smell of the rotten thing, you know what I mean? It was a very powerful smell, you know?